podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. There is no Gordo this week. He has COVID and apparently has lost his voice as a result. So we are joined by last week's guest, Joy Slenzak. How are you, Joy?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Good. And in fine vocal performance, as you are as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we'll soldier on without Gordon this week. I've got his results from last week to recap, which I'm sure he'll be delighted about. But obviously, we'll start off with myself and the banker pick. I let this team down here, man. My banker did not come in last week for the first time in a long time. Four at home to Cowdenbeath in Scottish League 2. The home win was 1-2, and they really should be winning this game. And they drew one each, which was just a bit of a disaster, really. Gordon yeah. did a hell of a lot better in the Netherlands, in the Eerste Divisie, again, with Excelsior at home to Helmond. The home win here was 4-11, and they went and ran out 3-0 winners. So that's what you want from a banker pick. So well done, G-Man. Joey, how did you get on? Better.
Yeah, so my banker was unfortunately the only bright spot of the weekend for me, but boy, was it bright. I had Western United just to score. I was going to take them on the double chance at slightly better odds, but I thought there's no way Brisbane were going to keep a clean sheet. And sure enough, it took 35 minutes. Brisbane got a red card, and then from there, Western United scored 3 goals. So yeah, definitely could have gotten a little greedier. But
cruised in, and I let down the banker treble last week, which is not good at all. I'll be looking to right that with this week's picks. On to the value picks then, and I did much better here in the English League 2 with a home win for Exeter against Stevenage at odds of just under evens. Exeter ran out 2-1 winners, and my value pick came in. It was Gordo's turn to let one of the trebles down as his pick of Sutterol away at Feralpi Salo in the Serie C Group A. I mean, this was the sort of game we were having to look at last week. There were no football matches on. It was sort of like an international break where there were very few international games and there were just no games on. So Gordon was in regional leagues in Italy, and his away pick of Sutterol at 11-10 did not come in. They lost 1-0. But Joey, yourself?
Yeah, I tried bringing things closer to home with picking the MLS, and unfortunately, it did not come in either. I liked Portland Timbers to win, and they drew 1-1. There was a fella in the 71st minute, he gets his first yellow card, and then in the 76th minute, he is forced to take a tactical foul, and Portland go down a man, already down 1-0. So luckily, they were able to get a penalty to at least kind of save it, but it was a tough one.
Yeah, tough one to take. So only one of the values in this week, and that was my one. But you guys got your bankers in, which is what we should always be looking to do. On to the outsider picks, and I was in the third tier of German football for Osnabrück versus Braunschweig. I just really fancied the away price on Braunschweig here, better than 2-1 for a team that's on a better run and higher in the table. The bet did not come in, however. It was a 1-1 draw. However, I'm certain I was on the right side of this and the 21-10 odds on Braunschweig. They took the lead. They conceded the equaliser right at the end of the first half, so in first half stoppage time. So weren't able to see the win through, but I still quite like the pick. I'd probably back it again this week if that game was happening again this week and I got over 2-1 on the away team.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. See, it's the difficult thing as well with the spate of fixtures that just weren't on and us all in these really low leagues. Well, myself and Gordon in these really low leagues. There's no way of finding highlights of these games. Like, you're not getting...
You know, have found that to be unfortunate, yeah. That is the tricky part.
You're not watching or finding highlights of these. And Gordon's outsider was in the Japanese J2 League, so the second tier of Japanese football. For Montedio Yamagata versus Tokyo Verde, He took the away team, Tokyo Verde, here at a really nice price of 11-4. This game ended 3-3. Verde were never ahead, though, and their equalising goal to make it 3-3 happened in stoppage time. So I still like the pick. I think the 11-4 odds were good for Gordo. It just didn't come in this time. Joey, outsider, how did you do?
Yeah, that I'm still kind of struggling with that outsider. We're still got to work on that. I had Adelaide United to draw against Central Coast Mariners, and unfortunately, there was another red card in the 27th minute for Adelaide, and they were able to hold out until the 77th minute. Yeah. And then from there, it was kind of pushing, and there were just a couple late goals in the 91st and 93rd minute that made it a 3-0 scoreline, but that realistically probably could have been a 1-0 game.
Yeah, I mean, you were in the hunt for that for most of that match. You know, it was a draw until almost the 80th minute. And then, you know, they've been playing with 10 men for over an hour.
Exactly.
They just capitulated. So unlucky.
It's never going to be easy.
Red cards. You need some book to offer red card insurance or something. You know, I'd probably be interested.
Yeah. We should come up with that.
Yeah, red card insurance. On to the charity picks. And I let down the charity pick straight away, first thing on Saturday morning. And I knew I shouldn't have done it, but there were just no fixtures last week. The Japanese YBC Levain Cup, so the League Cup, and it's in the group format stage. And it's the game 3 in the groups. And Hiroshima already had 6 points. They probably weren't that arsed about this. I just like the price of them at almost even money against Shimizu S-Pulse, because Shimizu are not a good team. Although they were good enough to beat a second-string Hiroshima side 2-1. Gordon's charity pick. So it'll be back to me backing it this week because Gordon's charity pick came in. I really, really liked this pick, but I didn't like what he did with it. He took Yokohama FC away at Vent Forex Kofu, but he didn't. He took the double chance at odds of 1-2. When you could have got Yokohama at 2-1 straight up. And I'm sure I said on last week's show, that's a much better bet. That's a really good bet. And it turned out to be a very good bet as Yokohama won the game 2-1. So he got his 1-2 shot in, but if he'd been a bit bolder, he would have got the outsider odds in.
It could have been a really good week if he had swapped his charity and outsider picks.
Yeah,
had Verde on the double chance instead.
Exactly, and Yokohama is a straight up win.
That's what we get.
That's what we get. It was a strange week last week, and there were slim pickings all around. And I'd already killed the charity bet, Joyce. There was no pressure on you.
Yeah, so mine was Melbourne City, both teams to score against MacArthur. And I will say, you guys did extremely well, given the circumstances and what you were kind of picking from. I mean, honestly, I kind of shot the bet a bit. I ended up going 1-3. I think this was probably the most unfortunate and probably the most frustrating one for me, because MacArthur opened the scoring in the 7th minute, or so we thought, and then it got chopped off by VAR. And then Jamie McLaren, which I was hoping he would be playing for this game, he ended up scoring in the 64th minute. So he started the game, and unfortunately the game finished 1-0, and there weren't quite as much fireworks as I was hoping for. But I mean, good for him. He kind of kept scoring, and he's top scorer in the league for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was probably one of our less good weeks, but we did preface last week's show with it was essentially a bonus show. We almost canceled the podcast last week, but then we thought, no, Joey knows his stuff when it comes to America and Australia. So we had some interest last weekend. So thank you very much for that. We're going to head to our regular advertisement break in the middle of the show. But those of us that are members of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon will get the middle section where we'll bring in our new guest. We'll keep Joey around and we'll talk about some picks that maybe Joey likes for the weekend and that the rest of us have that didn't make next week's show. So if you fancy supporting the podcast, getting that bit of extra content in the middle, seeing us on the video show, and also getting all the picks written down in a cheat sheet each week, so a nice little handy JPEG you can pull up on your phone, head to www.patreon.com/tramplebet or download the Patreon app on your cell phone. and search for Trample Bet. You can join the Trample Bet Club. It's £6 a month. It really helps us out, guys, and you do get a whole host of stuff back. Joey, thank you so much for guesting 2 weeks in a row. We always love having you on, and I'm sure you will be back again soon.
Yeah, I was hoping to do a little bit better this past week, but you know what they say, back to the lab. I mean, this isn't easy, and I just feel a little embarrassed because those were supposed to be my leagues. Oh, I was so close.
You were. You were so close. You were so close, and you're very right. It does happen, but there's always a future transfer redemption. And
exactly.
We'll see you in a few weeks' time. Welcome back to the show. Last week's guest, Joey Sledzak, has departed, and it's my pleasure to welcome back Trample Bet friend and colleague, Dave Greenfield. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I'm excited that there's actually a load of football to see this weekend as opposed to last weekend. So we've got, I think Joey got the short end of the stick last week, being the guest on the week. There wasn't much to choose from, but there's certainly plenty this week. As we all know, Gordo has COVID. Gordo has no voice just now, apparently. So I have his picks with some of his reasoning. It's not very in-depth. I know you've seen it, Dave. It's short and sweet and to the point.
It's certainly not Joey in depth.
No, it's certainly not Joey. It's the antithesis of Joey. Because, Joey was like, I suppose, we could get Joey to stay on and read out Gordon's picks. And I'm like, no, that would just put so much work onto Joey because he wouldn't feel comfortable reading out a one-line synopsis. So we'll do it as normal: bankers, values, outsiders, and charities. I'll do mine, and then, as I say, we've got Gordon's notes, so we'll follow with Gordon's, and then Dave's third, and run through the picks for this week, which is the weekend of Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. And I'm going to kick us off on Saturday morning with my banker in the Japanese J-League with the Kashima Antlers versus Shimizu S-Pulse. The home win for Kashima is 6-11 here, and I think that's wonderful. I know it's like hovering around 1-2, but getting the Antlers at home at 1-2 against Shimizu S-Pulse is just very good. Been really impressed with the Antlers this season. They're third in the league. They've got 12 points from 5 games played so far. So that's 4 wins, 1 loss. And that only loss was in week 2 against Kawasaki Frontale, who, if you've ever listened to this podcast before, you know they're just excellent. Like they're the team that will be favourites for the J-League every year. So no shame in losing to them. And their other 4 games have been wins. Shimizu S-Pulse are 15th. Now it's an 18-team league in 3 spots or relegation spots. So they're just teetering on that. Okay, we're not many games in, but this is where I expect them to be sort of all season. And it's season end, hovering around that final relegation place. They've got 5 points from their 5 games so far. Now, it's early days in the Japanese season, but Kashima are just a much better team than Shimizu S-Pulse, and they should win this comfortably, especially as the home side. So getting better than 1-2, I think, is a pretty good spot. So that's my banker. And Gordo is doing his tried and tested Dortmund versus RB Leipzig Saturday at 5:30 p.m. in the German Bundesliga. As he does with all bankers involving Dortmund, it's over 0.5 first half goals. So that's total. That's basically a goal in the first half, at least one for any team. And that's 2-7. Gordon's notes on this: these two teams can't defend, and it will probably be 1-1 at halftime. So even if it's not 1-1, even if it's just 1-0 or 0-1, his bet will come in. And he's had good success with this in the past, so I can see why he's taking it again this week.
Yeah, Haaland's back as well, isn't he now? So
you've got to think there's a big goal threat for Dortmund and for two teams that can't defend. I think what he means by that is they put more emphasis into their attack.
Yeah.
They're still good teams. What have you got in the banker slot, Dave?
I'm in League One, and I've got Sheffield Wednesday versus Wimbledon. Oh, Sheffield Wednesday, 4-11. So Sheffield Wednesday are in sitting in sixth at the minute in the last playoff position, while Wimbledon sit in 21st in the relegation zone. Wimbledon have also just, they sacked their manager after the last game, and they've just appointed a new manager today. So hopefully he won't have time to turn them around. And, but I mean, Wimbledon have they've took no points for the last five games. They've took no points for the last five games. They've haven't actually won a game in the league since the 7th of December.
Wow.
A lot of draws and a lot of losses since then. And, so Sheffield Wednesday won two, drawn two the last four games, which is, you know, they won 4-1 last game. They won 6-0 against Cambridge. And they've only lost two in the last 13 games as well. So, also, the top of the home form table, 44 points for 20 games. And Wimbledon have only took 16 points from 20 away games this season. So, I think we should be looking at quite a comfortable home win, hopefully.
It sounds like it. And hopefully that's a banker treble coming in this week, which priced up at 365 just now is 1.7-1. So pretty decent for three things that we think are pretty much nailed on. So that's Kashima Antlers, a goal in the Dortmund game's first half, and then Sheffield Wednesday. On to the value picks. Now, this is where the odds get a little bit higher, tend to be around even money or so, just where we see a little bit of value in backing one side over another or a particular thing. Maybe we think the bookies haven't quite priced up correctly. And for my value pick, I'm in Japan again, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. this time for Kawasaki Frontale against Cerezo Osaka. And a home win for Kawasaki is just under evens at odds of 4-5. You might be able to find it at other bookies even closer to even money. Kawasaki, unsurprisingly, top of the J-League after seven matches. I don't think they'll have things as easy as they have had in previous seasons when it comes to winning the title. They'll have some stiff competition from Kashima Antlers and the Yokohama F Marinos this year. However, they are definitely plenty good enough to get the job done at home against Cerezo Osaka. And I'm really surprised you're getting this close to even money. Kawasaki, 16 points from their seven matches. Osaka have 6 points, although they have played two games less. But Kawasaki are just deadly at home, and have been for several years now. They've played three matches at home this season. They've won all three of them. Getting around even money here is just a good spot. And long-term listeners will know backing Kawasaki is usually a good thing to do.
Have they won the league quite a few years on the bank?
So. Yeah, so the J-League used to be widely renowned as a league that anybody could win. It had something ridiculous, like in its first... I might look this up so I don't get it wrong, but it was something like in its first 10 years, 8 different teams won it. Right. So like, it was properly, absolutely mental. Whereas in recent years, Kawasaki have taken a bit of a stranglehold on it. They've won it the last 2 years in a row, which for a league that, and their favourites to win it this year as well. Now, for a league that just had so many different winners, it's strange. They've won 4 out of the last 5. So the Yokohama F Marinos managed to get in there in 2019, but every year since 2017, apart from that, has gone the way of Kawasaki Frontale. So, yeah, and they don't look like slowing down either. Although I do think they will have stiff competition this year from the other two. So, Gordon's value pick, as Gordon does, he's in Low League France on Friday evening at 6 p.m. for Bastia Borgo versus Stade Briochamp. And the away win for Stade Briochamp is 13-8. So that's quite a high price. He says that the form team playing away from home here, they've taken 15 points from their last 5. Bastia Borgo have only managed 4. He reckons the price on Stade Briochamp will shorten in the lead up to kickoff. I know nothing about the French low leagues.
No.
Literally nothing. I didn't even know that was a team, Stade Briochamp. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Well, I was going to say, I'm glad you're on pronunciation and not mine.
I've heard of Bastia Borgo plenty because they, you know, they're involved in games that Gordon likes betting on. But I don't think I've seen Stade Briochamp before. I don't know if they're new into this league or whatnot. I'm just going to have to take Gordon's advice. But hey, the good thing is it's Friday at 6 p.m. So if it loses, I can reback our shouts as a double.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Dave, what's your value pick for the weekend?
So I'm in the MLS at 8:30 on Saturday night, and it's my beloved Chicago Fire against FC Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago Fire are bang on evens at home. So, I mean, Dallas are doing okay. They're fifth in the Western Conference. They took 7 points from four games, whereas Chicago sit third in the Eastern, taking 8 points from four games. Chicago have the best defensive record in the MLS at the minute. They've only conceded one goal, and that was their last game out, which they won 3-1.
Yeah,
they haven't lost this season yet. The two draws, two wins. Dallas have only lost once, but it's an away fixture they've lost. Whereas, you know, home advantage in MLS certainly does.
Oh.
Play a big advantage because of the fan base.
The fan base and the distance involved.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many people going to away games every week, is there, when you're,
no,
you're talking 6-hour plane journeys?
Yeah, and even like for the teams, it's must be knackering going long flights to play games as well. But our man Shabilko got off the mark last week as well, scoring two goals. So he's and Shaqiri got one from the penalty spot. Yep. So they're both scoring, and they've got a keeper. He's only 17. Obviously, like, he's only conceded one goal in four games, and apparently already Rangers and Chelsea are both
sniffing around. Him,
apparently. Yeah, from what we've been hearing, but yeah, so Chicago at home evens.
I like it. Yeah, I like it as well. I like that pick again. MLS. I don't know particularly too much about it, but obviously you enjoy and know your stuff in there, and I'm more than happy to go along with that. I'm also more than happy with my bet on Chicago Fire to win the MLS this year after you tipped it up a few.
Certainly, I can't imagine it's anywhere near 100-1 at the minute.
Exactly. So I'm very happy with that already in the bank, just growing in expected value.
Just cash out when they make the playoffs.
Oh no! I don't. Hey, Dave. I don't cash out. I just sit there and lose my money like a real man. So yeah. So the treble on that, I think, comes out at just around 8-1 or so. So for Kawasaki's Frontale, Stade Briochamp, and Chicago Fire. On to the outsiders, and we have been doing well this year at hitting outsiders. We've got a lot of 2 out of 3s. So backing it as a Trixie, like I usually do, is usually pretty good. Hopefully this is the week that we hit 3 out of 3. My outsider is so early in the weekend calendar. It's ridiculous. It's Friday morning because it's in Japan again in the J-League, and it's at 11 a.m. on Friday. But you'll probably be, you know, you're able to stream the J-League games on Bet365 on William Hill. You have the option just to watch them on your computer. So that might be something if you're free or working from home on Friday, you can have on in the background. And it's Avispa Fukuoka versus Sagan Tosu. These two teams are really close to each other in the table. They've both played 5 games. Avispa have 6 points and Tosu have 7. They've also both scored less than a goal on average each game. And they've conceded less than a goal a game on average as well, both of them. So, you know, they're tight in the back and they don't score very much. Fukuoka's last 5 home matches, 4 draws and 1 defeat, and that defeat was by a 1-goal margin. Tosu's last 5 away games has also been 4 draws and 1 defeat. Again, that defeat was by a single goal.
I think I can see where we're going at.
So I mean, you can look back through the 4 years that we've been doing this and you can count on one hand the amount of times I've backed a draw. But this just seems right for this game. And the draw between Avispa Fukuoka and Sagan Tosu here is 2-1. So, yeah. Was that the way you thought it was going to go?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, from the start, I'm surprised you're getting 2-1 for, like, seeing as how many games they have both drawn this season.
Yeah. Oh, it's madness. I guess people just don't like backing draws, and I can understand why. Well, if you're betting on football to watch it, you like to have some skin in the game and cheer on a team. You don't you don't want to sit there and just hope it's 0-0 and go home. So yeah, so a draw for me. Which takes us to Gordo's outsider. Now, he usually loves backing draws, and he hasn't this week. For him, he's in Italy in the Serie A at 5 p.m. on Saturday for Lazio versus Sassuolo. The away win for Sassuolo here is 3-1. And Gordo says, Sassuolo have mugged off Lazio the last few times they've played and are surprisingly close in the table. Lazio in 7th, Sassuolo in 9th. The head-to-head over the last few meetings has been a draw and 2 Sassuolo wins. Sassuolo have taken 13 points from their last 5. Lazio have only managed 7 points. I think the 3-1 is a good price. I mean, I generally, you know, backing against Lazio doesn't tend to work out very well, but the 3-1 price tag, and with what you said there, it seems like solid reasoning.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that too much. Dave, you're outsider to complete the treble.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll be honest, I struggled this week with an outsider. It took me a while to find one, back and forth for a few, but I settled on Leeds against Southampton in the Premier League, Saturday 3 o'clock, and going for Leeds at 13-10. So Leeds in 16th with 29 points, and Southampton took 35 points from 29 games. They're sitting 11th. They both got 6 points from the last 5 games, but Leeds have got their 6 points by winning their last 2 games. So they were 2-0 down to Wolves last game and have ended up winning 3-2.
Yeah.
And then they beat Norwich 2-1, whereas Southampton have lost the last 4 games straight. Mm-hmm. So, also, Leeds have won the last 2 meetings at Elland Road, winning both 3-0. And they are without Bamford, who's out for the rest of the season, but they should have Calvin Phillips and Liam Cooper, who were both on the bench against Wolves. So I would like to think they'd get maybe start. If not, I could imagine they'll at least get a few minutes.
And Leeds can get goals from a lot of places in that team, the way they play. I mean, Dallas, because I used to have him in my fantasy teams, and he was rated as a defender, and he'd score every other week.
I mean, like Jesse Marsh, you know, he's a decent manager. I just think it's Americans over here, isn't it? No offense to Joey, but like, people don't tend to take him seriously because of the way they talk about football and like the stuff they say. But I think he knows his stuff.
Of course he does.
He hasn't managed the sides he's managed and not, like, knowing what he's talking about. I think he'll do all right for him.
Yeah, so do I. Obviously, Leeds, Bielsa was amazing for them, and some people still highly rate him. Other people think he's massively overrated, but what he certainly was he made football for Leeds fans interesting again. And I think that'll continue. So I'm sure if Gordon was here, he would point out that your outsider is lower odds than his value pick.
Oh, no.
So I feel I need to do that for him, considering he's not here.
Not usually my way either, but I struggled so much.
Yeah, you're better getting something that you have a wee bit of confidence in than just picking something for the sake of it. Like, you know, we all want these picks to win. So that's a draw in the game between Avispa Fukuoka and Sagan Tosu, a win for Sassuolo against Lazio, and then a win for Leeds against Southampton. And that price is up at just over 23-1 if you were to take the treble. So a nice big price there. So they're the main picks. It's now on to the charity pick, and we're going to have a bit of a bumper charity this weekend with Dave and I both backing it, and hopefully there's a lot of money for two incredibly good causes at the end of it, so no pressure. I shall start us on Saturday at 3 p.m. in Scotland in League One. Now, this game's already been flagged in the Facebook group, an excellent spot from Ennis.
Yeah, was it the odd boost odds on it? Was it?
So he says you can, if you odds boost on Ladbrokes, you can get it at evens, but if you just use Bet365, you can get it at evens. You have to you have to odds boost to get the price on Airdrie up to evens at Ladbrokes or at Hills, but at 365 they just have right now on Wednesday evening, Airdrieonians are even money to beat East Fife away from home. Airdrie are second top of the league. They're challenging for the title. They're very much in the hunt. East Fife are dead last. They're completely rock bottom of this table. Form-wise, Airdrie joint top of the league fives game form table with 11 points. And in that time, they've scored 10 times and conceded only three. So they are winning games, and they're winning them with confidence, and they're winning them comfortably. East Fife have managed 4 points from their last five matches, but they've only scored three goals and they've conceded eight. Evens on Airdrie here just seems such a good price, and it's just far too good to pass up. So hopefully they can get one leg in for the charity.
Yeah, I think if they score first, I think that's it. You can't see Fife getting back into it, can you?
And even if he's Fife score first, it's a game you can see Airdrie just coming back and winning from. Like, do you know what I mean? They're still going to be in it, even if they do lose that first goal. I just think it's a really good pick, and it is a really big price. On to Gordon's pick. This might be where it all hinges, depending on what time at the weekend your game's at, Dave. He's waiting till Sunday.
Mine's last. It's just Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, his is Sunday.
He's last, yeah.
Right, so it might all hinge on absent Gordon. Sunday at 2 p.m, so the game will be on TV in the English Premiership. Sorry, the English Premier League. We don't like calling the top league in England the Premiership. It's not been that for years. It's just that it's the Scottish Premiership, the Premier League in England. For West Ham versus Everton, and Gordo has taken a home win for West Ham here at odds of 4-5. And the notes that he gave for this pick are Everton are shit. Close inverted commas. That was it.
Well, yeah, we should know. The last time he backed Everton to win was the last to Norwich.
yeah, he did. And I'm sure I pulled him up at the time going, no, that's a terrible pick. Why are you doing that? Yeah. So he's maybe learned his lesson. He's back against Everton. He's going for a solid home win for West Ham here. I can't disagree with it. Everton are very bad just now, and they're in serious trouble.
Yeah, especially away from home. They haven't been good anywhere, really, but away from home, they've been even worse.
Yeah. Right, Dave, round us off for the final pick of this week's show and to complete our charity treble.
So, I mean, somewhere probably people wouldn't think I would be, but it's, I'm in the French league, and it's Saint-Étienne versus Marseille, and I like Marseille 11-10. It's on 8 o'clock on Saturday night. So Marseille sitting second with 53 points. Saint-Étienne in 18th, 27 points. But Marseille are top of the away form table. They took 30 points from 14 away games, whereas Saint-Étienne sits 17th in the home form table, only taking 15 points for 15 games. Marseille have won the last four games, won two at home, two away. Saint-Étienne have only won one in the last five. Marseille won the last two meetings between the sides as well. So, I mean, I know it's normally Gordo's league, the French league, but when we put our picks in the group, he did seem to like it. So,
yeah, I was going to say, Gordon's already given it his French seal of approval.
Yeah.
So that all sounds good. I think the charity bet has a really good shot of coming in here. Decent odds as well, because we're all hovering around the even money mark. So that's a win for Airdrieonians, a win for West Ham, and a win for Marseille. And that price is up at just over 6.5-1. So hopefully next week, Dave, we'll be reporting on a glorious win and a bumper charity, money to charity. That's the picks from this week's show. You can get them all written down, as I mentioned earlier, every week in a handy JPEG format on the Patreon app. So just download Patreon. Search for Trample Bet. £6 a month to be a member of the club. So you get the cheat sheet, you get this podcast early, so as soon as we finish recording it in video format, which includes the extra bit in the middle, And then you also get a whole host of other podcasts and other content that we do. And we'll be doing stuff for the Masters coming up in the various golf tournaments. I think that's the next thing that's in the calendar. So do join us on Patreon. Mention the Facebook group as well. So that's just come and join us on Facebook, search Trample Bet Podcast. There's a group of a couple of hundred people in there. And we talk football. We talk football betting. We talk sports betting. All the regular contributors are in there, as well as a whole host of folk that know a lot more about certain sports than I do. Michael Stokes, excellent with his rugby and his slang, with his Airdronian shout nice and early this week. So it's a good place to be, and it's good fun. And Dave, you put your treble from yesterday night in there. I just took it in the wrong bookie.
Yeah, if you just took it 365, which if you've listened to me on this podcast before, you know I've been a bit lucky with 365 payouts with 2-0 winners. But it was Mansfield, Oldham and Salford. And luckily Mansfield went 2-0 up, but actually drew the game 2-2 in the end, whereas Salford won 2-1 and Oldham won 2-0. So again, if you'd have been on 365, it would have paid out for you.
Yeah, if you'd been on 365, you got all your winnings in full. But if, like me, you bagged it at Hills, because that's where your balance is after the Cheltenham Festival, you got nothing. Dave, thank you so much for joining us and for sort of holding the floor in Gordon's absence this week as well.
Nah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
And we'll see you next week to recap what hopefully has been another successful week for you.
I hope so.
Nice one. That's the show. Thank you, everyone, very much for listening. We shall see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.